So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. So one of the most important aspects that everyday dog owners have to have a clear understanding of, especially if you want your dog to thrive in everyday real-world settings so you and your pup could do more of what you love together, is that dogs are not robots. They're living, breathing animals. And what I mean by that is that just because you trained your dog once, it's important to understand that dogs aren't a computer that you just program once and you're done for the rest of your life. No, once you teach a dog a given concept, you always want to put yourself in a position to continuously reinforce and enforce the behaviors that you have worked on with your pup, right? Again, dogs aren't just computers that you program and then you set them off and they're programmed for the rest of their life. No, dogs are consistently learning. That means that we are consistently teaching and showing our dogs how to behave in a variety of different settings, right? Now, that doesn't mean that you're always going to carry a treat pouch with you and always continuously reward your pup for X, Y, and Z. But it does mean that you're always being aware of what your dog is doing and making sure that you're enforcing behaviors that you want your dog to continuously do. So, for example, say you taught your dog to sit and stay and hold a given position, right? So sit, stay. And your dog is able to, you know, sit and stay regardless of the distraction. But as time progresses, say that you ask your dog to sit and stay and, you know, one day your dog gets up and you don't enforce it and tell your dog to go back into the sit and stay. Then you begin, you know, unknowingly undoing your dog's training, right? Because your dog then begins to learn, okay, I got away with this behavior. Maybe I could get away with it again, right? And it's important to understand that, again, understanding that they're not robots. Just because your dog knows how to sit and stay doesn't mean that they're not going to make mistakes, right? It's important to understand that we can't hold our dogs to perfection, right? Because ultimately, as humans, we aren't perfect. We know very well what we should be doing and many times don't do it. We know that we should be waking up, you know, 7 in the morning to get more things done, go to the gym, but sometimes we just don't. Sometimes we wake up a little late. Sometimes we don't go to the gym when we know we should. Same thing for dogs, right? We can't hold our dogs accountable and hold them to the standard of perfection if we ourselves aren't holding ourselves to our own standards of perfection. So always remember that dogs are living, breathing animals. And if there's something that your dog struggles with, work on it, right? We're always, you know, you might have the best trained dog ever in the world, and that's perfectly fine. That doesn't mean you're always going to be continuously rewarding your dog for every little thing. But that does mean that you're still there present and putting yourself in a position to be able to help your dog be successful in the instance that he needs your help, right? So again, guys, that's the basic gist of today's episode, is just to have a clear understanding that dogs aren't robots. Just because you trained your dog once and you have a well-behaved dog does not mean that it's a one-and-done thing, right? Always remember to continuously be rewarding your dog and enforcing the behaviors you do want, right? Because again, if you let your dog, if you slack off with training and let your dog get away with something once, you're going to start developing a dog that begins to test you for everything. So just make training part of your lifestyle, right? And continuously enforce and reward the behaviors you do want. And that's the big secret for today, guys. Always remember that your dogs are living, breathing animals, not robots. So take it one day at a time.